Hey everybody, it's Raph. Before we jump into the episode, I just want to mention a couple of things. One is Brendan Benson, who has a new record on Third Man called Dear Life, which I talk about a little later. But first, I want to mention our buddy Andy Frasco. Him and his band The UN have a new record called Keep On Keeping On. It lands between an emotionally raw therapy session and a raucous house party, and would you expect anything less from our pal Andy? You can listen to the whole thing at andyfrasco.com. Andy's a good friend of the show, and we really love this record, and we're very excited about it. So without further ado, enjoy the episode. Hello, and welcome to 3 from the 7, Relics' weekly news podcast, chronicling 3 of our biggest news stories from the past 7 days. It is Quarantine Chronicles week number 7, if you could believe it. I'm Raph Kenny Sincotta. I'm the associate editor at Relics Magazine, and as always, I am joined by the one, the only, the fantastic, the talented, the dopest thing on 4 strings, Karina Reichman.
Oh, Raph. Oh, my God. Did you, have you been hip to the fact that basses have 4 strings for quite some time?
Oh, my God. You're going to roast me. Oh, my God, Karina. All right. So Friday night. Now I got to explain things. Friday night, I'm hanging out with friends over Zoom, Karina included, and a bunch of different people. And at a certain point, like, I was looking at pictures of, like, musicians, and I saw, like, a bassist with 4 strings, but I'm used to seeing Phil Lesh, who plays a 6-string, Karina, so I'm not stupid. So then I sent her a picture of Dave Drywitz playing a 4-string bass, and I was like, do you play a 4-string? And Karina's like, everybody plays a 4-string. And I was like, well, Phil Lesh plays a 6-string, and don't make me feel stupid. But also, this was at 2 o'clock in the morning, so a question that could have waited.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to put you on blast in front of all of our beautiful listeners. And I didn't say, duh, everybody plays a 4-string. I was just like, yes, Raph, I do play a 4-string. But yes, you're also right. If you wanted to look at some prominent jam figures, Phil, 6, Mike, 5, Dave Schools, 5, the list goes on, man. But Dave Drywitz and I, we are pretty pretty staunch 4-string motherfuckers. So, thank you.
Thank you, Karina. I swear to God, I'm going to lose my job over this.
Be like, no, she's
unqualified to talk about music if she was uncertain about the number of strings on a bass.
It was 2 a.m. Things were crazy. It was really a great hang, to be honest, even though I know I was in and out. But man, you know, got to do what you can these days, right? And that was super fun.
Yeah, and before we jump into the news, we're going to talk Krungbin. We're going to talk Trey Anastasia. We're going to talk an exciting gig Karina has coming up. But I do want to say that in this cool virtual hang we had on Friday, basically it turned into like a friends of friends of friends hang. And the nurse that we talked about last week, Jules, who's in Philadelphia on the front lines of fighting COVID-19, she ended up being a friend of a friend of a friend of our friend Josh Rowe, who works at Relics. So next thing I know, me and Karina are interacting with a beloved listener, Jules, and we were able to hang out with her, Karina, and that was super cool.
It's unbelievable. Honestly, I couldn't even believe it. You were like, yo, 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 I'm on Zoom with the nurse that we shouted out. I was like, shut up. Sign me up. Put me in. Let's go. And she is such a doll. Jules, we're shouting you out again, girl. You are a crusher. Thank you again for fighting the good fight. That was awesome. That was a great, great time.
And a testament to how small the world is, now even smaller the jam scene is.
Oh, dude, it's just getting smaller and weirder by the second, you know?
Indeed. And Karina, there's one other kind of thing I want to mention before we kind of jump into all the news, and that this is our 50th episode. This is our golden anniversary.
That is so absurd. Wow. If you had told me 50 episodes ago that we would come this far and that in our 50th episode there would be a global pandemic where we would have to record from our various lairs, I wouldn't have believed you, but I'm so glad that this is the relationship that just keeps on giving, Raph. Thank you. And thank you, Pete Shapiro. He's a smart man, put us together, wound it up, and watched us go. And here we're out here producing content on a weekly basis. It really is the only structure in my life at this point.
It's the only thing you can depend on, Karina. I'm right here, babe. 50
and
more.
It's the best. And here's to 50 more. That's what I meant to say. Here's to 50 more.
In a different world, Karina, since this is our golden anniversary, I would have gone in the subway. I would have bought a cheap fake gold necklace and I would have given it to you. So consider this a spiritual gold necklace to you, my podcast wife.
Oh, dude, and I would reciprocate in some crazy ass way. I don't know about the necklace. No, I'm just kidding. I'd give you a necklace too, Rob. Absolutely. We would figure it out. And I know we keep talking about champagne resets, but man, when the time comes, we're going to have a champagne reset for the ages. And,
oh, we're going all out, Karina. It's going to be great. We're doing full seafood tower. Champagne. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm going to get mercury poisoning. I'm going to get gout. I'm going to get all the seafood diseases with you, dude. It's going to be sick.
That cool amber and mercury. Oh, yeah.
Hey!
Hey! Well, speaking of music and all things about it, we're going to move into the news. Very exciting stuff coming out of the wonderful city of Houston. Psych trio Krungbin have a brand new album on the horizon. Can you see it, Karina? Mordecai.
Yes.
It's out June 26th. Are you excited?
I'm wildly excited, Raph. You know, I'm a huge fan and, you know, a friend, and I love those guys so much. And I think they did a genius job with their, you know, they did the dub remixed album of Con Todo El Mundo, the second record. And that was super fresh, and it was mixed by The Scientist, and it was so fucking cool. But of course, you know, I've been hungry for that new material, as we all are. And it's a very exciting time to be alive. Absolutely. Are you excited?
I'm very excited. I think Krungbin is like one of the hot young bands in our scene right now. I think a lot of people are talking about them. A lot of people are excited to see them. And they're also, I think, being really savvy with their bookings, picking people like yourself to open for them, playing things like Jam Cruise, playing things like Lock-In, and jamming with the one and only Trey Anastasio. Krungbin, you know, they're willing to embrace the jam scene, which I think is great because they're not a prototypical jam band, I would say, right?
I hear you. You know, the jam band is beautiful in the way that, I mean, the jam world, I don't know what I just said, but.
Do you ever know what you're saying, Karina?
No, Raph, that's the beauty of me, man. Come on. You just got to kick it from your head, man. Spit it off the dump. Anyway, my point being that the jam scene, if you will, is just so, you know, I feel like we embrace so many different styles and genres with open arms. And, you know, a band that of course now is embraced by, you know, the cool indie kids love Krungbin, the psych kids love Krungbin, the jammers love Krungbin. Like, they're just, you know, ubiquitously embraced. And also, you know, I believe purposefully so, they make, you know, the most, again, ubiquitously likable music that you can, you know, it kind of transcends, you know, global boundaries, if you know what I'm saying. It's just like, you know, it's just so listenable and so, you know, I don't know. I think they do a beautiful, beautiful job of making the most listenable music ever. And
yeah. I've never played them for anyone that like didn't like them. Like, I've always, like, every time I've ever showed them to anyone who isn't necessarily like have their ear to the ground music wise, they're always like, oh, like, I really dig this. Who is this? They're great. And the new single, Time, You and I, has like this disco flair to it. And they're going heavier on vocals on this one. This is supposedly supposed to be prominently feature vocals for the first time for Krungbin. Miss Laura Lee on the bass, taking on some vocal duties on the new single. I love it. It's danceable. It's ready for Studio 54.
It's sexy. Honestly, I mean, you know, there's going to be 9 months from now, there's going to be a lot of babies popping out that were conceived to this song. And I think that's a beautiful thing, you know? You gotta keep it popping. Thanks, Laura. That's my girl. She's the best. Those guys are so cool and so nice. And I'm a huge fan. I can't wait for the record. I'm just super, super pumped for, you know, that new batch of material. Though I think, again, to remix their second record, like, and put out a dub version of that entire record was such a genius, I don't want to call it a ploy, because that sounds shiesty, but you know what I'm trying to say. It was a move. That's what you say.
Yeah. They're always moving forward, and they're always churning out material. They always do those like DJ sets, too, where they're just like spinning like weird, cool international vinyl. And then they also came out with that EP with Leon Bridges earlier this year, Texas Sun. So they're just not even hesitating, just like pumping out the good tunes. You gotta love it.
I'm with it. I'm so with it. Go Krungbin. Make it rain. The jam scene embraces you, but, you know, you don't even need us. You don't, you're so ubiquitously embraced. Who doesn't love you, baby? Who doesn't love you, baby? Everybody loves you.
And you know who else I love, Karina? Mr. Trey Anastasio, which brings us to our second story of the week. Trey recently sat down, or I guess virtually sat down, with Rolling Stone to talk a little bit about his quarantine life and try and at least make Fish fans feel somewhat better about this uncertain tour coming up. The most interesting thing, I think, that came out of this, Karina, and obviously we'll talk about kind of the tour rumors and whatever, but he has said that him and his wife, Sue, walk 15,000 steps a day in their apartment during quarantine.
Man, I know. I was taken aback as well because, you know, wow. That's an undertaking, Raph. I don't know if you realize.
Like, it's like over 3 miles. Like,
oh, that's over 5 miles, dude. That's like, that's far. That's a lot. For sure. And like, you know, now that I, you know, I fled the city on March 13th, not realizing that, you know, I wasn't going to be gone for more than, I thought I was just going away for the weekend, you know what I'm saying? but I ended up living upstate for the next 2 months. And, you know, now that I'm not a city dweller day to day, you know, I'm kind of obsessed with my step count as well. I'm not going to lie to you. And
well,
living
you
in the
try
city,
to get what, 10,000, right?
I try to crack 10,000 a day for sure, but that's easier said than done when you're kind of like, you know, I feel like in the city, when you're moving around, you're taking the subway. I just walk so much just by virtue of New York City being what it is. But here, like in the suburbs and in the country, like, you know, I really have to set out and like, you know, walk down the road, go on a hike. Like it's ambitious to get even over 10,000, and like, you know, 15,000 in their apartment. That's really, I'm impressed is all I'm trying to say.
And you know, I don't think Trey's a poor individual. I'm sure his home is very spacious, but I can't imagine, like, I'm in my house, you know, which I assume, let's assume my house on Long Island is as big as Trey's like Central Park apartment. Where am I walking 15,000 steps? You know what I mean? Like,
are they just
lapping their living room over and over again?
Yeah, walking in circles, walking around the whole thing. It's, you know, yeah, I can picture it, but it's kind of wild. And I don't know. We should all aspire to be more like Trey and Sue, man. It's a beautiful thing.
It's admirable. It really is. And then
I've also been inspired by Trey. Sorry, little shout out. You know, Trey has been making all these quarantined, you know, music videos, if you will. And I say that, you know, not in the MTV sense, but you know what I'm saying. He, a while ago, posted a video of his very, you know, ramshackle recording rig, if you will, which basically was just his iPhone taped to the wall and then like a speaker that was playing the backing track or whatever. And I'd like to say that I have very much, you know, recently employed Trey's tactic of taping the iPhone to the wall, which I just, you know, I never would have thought of it.
So what type of tape are we using, Karina? Is this gaff tape? Is this duct tape? Scotch
tape? I'll
tell
you. Trey's was like definitely duct tape or masking tape or like, you know, something more intense. This is basically glorified scotch tape, the thick one, you know, which definitely has fallen on more than one occasion. I'm not going to lie to you. I got to scour this house for some more industrial tape, which I'm sure we have, but I just have acted too quickly and be like, it looks great. Let's just do that. Oh yeah, tape it up. And then I was like, yeah, it's Trey's recording rig, you know, quarantine rig.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway. Why spend all that money trying to imitate his onstage rig when you could just tape a phone to a wall, you know?
Man, that's the beautiful thing of this moment that's kind of brought us you know, closer together, I find, because people are trapped in their homes and they're doing the best they can with what they've got. So you know, I'm taking a leaf out of Paige's book. I mean, fuck Trey, Jesus, why? You see, my brain is atrophying by the minute, but you know what I'm trying to say. A leaf, a page out of Trey's book.
He's turning over a new leaf by you taking a page from his book.
That's it. And Paige loves sandwiches. Man. Oh, it's so tough, Raph. How do you keep your marbles in line? All right, you have a job that keeps you on that
10-6 flow 5 days a week and even a little bit on Saturday. I'm also jacked up on coffee right now. I'm feeling sharp. The sun is out. It was sunny this weekend. I got like vitamin D, like beautiful sunshine on my face for the first time in what feels like a month and a half. The weather is finally turning around. I'm feeling more optimistic than ever, Karina.
That's a beautiful thing, Rob. I am too, you know, and not to dwell on the bad shit or the good shit or the, you know, just like the shit, you know, because dwelling is tough and we got to just like, you know, whatever. But the numbers are dropping. They're, you know, you look at those graphs, NYC graph, dude, it's going down, man. It's going down.
You love to see it. You love to see it. People love are banding together. You're a hero for watching TV, and that's the best situation I could ever ask for.
Man, just, you know, gotta stay the course, keep it, you know, totally, you know, I don't know. Just do what you can to keep these numbers down. And I don't know, you just love to see it, because, I don't know, I feel like a few weeks ago it was kind of a hopeless vibe when the shit just kept on exponentially rising in our city, you know, which is the global epicenter of the virus. Like, that is some crazy ass shit. Anyway, I'm doing exactly what I didn't want to do, which is talk about it too much. But you know what? I think I'm going to walk 15,000 steps in this house today and not go outside. Just kidding. I'm going outside. But, you know, I'm going to try to crack 15,000 by virtue of trying to imitate Trey always. Because you know what? It always comes back to Trey. That's what I've learned in this life.
That's true. And the one last thing I want to mention about Trey before we move on to our last story is that Trey does kind of address tour rumors, because everything's really up in the air regarding large gatherings, especially something like an MSG run or anything. He specifically said that, you know, there's a lot of drama around taking a giant touring operation and just stopping it, and it's not a simple thing to do at all. So him even mentioning stopping tour, I mean, let's be real, summer tour is probably not going to happen, and for good reason. Like, even if summer tour does happen, I'm not sure people will be comfortable with large gatherings. But Trey does give us some hope. He says that his ideal situation is that the vaccine comes out and these hardworking scientists and doctors on the front lines make a breakthrough in some way. So we should all just be like Trey, be hopeful, be optimistic, and get our 15,000 steps in.
I like that, Raph. I think that's absolutely right. You know, hope for the vaccine, 15,000 steps, keep it surreal, and just, you know, keep on, you know, trucking one day at a time. What are you going to do?
Absolutely.
That's what I keep doing. One day at a time, man. That's my MO. Actually, even in the best of times, but especially these days, I'm like, a day at a time, man. Day at a time. Because you know what they say? How do you eat an elephant, Raph?
Mm-hmm.
One bite at a time. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's some deep shit. Atrophying. All right, what else we got? What do we got?
Well, Karina, we actually have an ad read today. We have ad read for Third Man Records. So before we get to our third story, let me just tell y'all that musician, rock on tour, producer Brandon Benson, he returns with Dear Life, marking his most inventive, upbeat album thus far. It's available at thirdmanstore.com. We all know Third Man. It's Jack White's label down in Nashville. And if this guy's cool with Jack White, he's cool with me. So check out Dear Life if you can. Karina, moving on to our third story of the week. It's a Karina story, Karina. It's about you, the Rock and Roll Playhouse. The Rock and Roll Playhouse has these amazing live streams for kids. I know parents are trying to keep their kids active and their brains not focused on screens too long. So Rock and Roll Playhouse is doing live streams that get kids moving and shaking to live music. And Karina, you're doing one. Eric Krasno, Stanton Moore, and Oliver Wood are all doing one. Are you excited to kind of reach the children? Your show is airing on Friday, I believe, right?
That's correct. No, I'm super stoked. The Rock and Roll Playhouse has been very good to me in the past, and I love actually, you know, doing these sets for the children, man. It's so fun. And normally, you know, in our old life, if you will, I used to do these DJ sets with bass accompaniment for the kids, and it was like a big old dance party. They break out the parachute. It's super fun for, I believe, the kids and parents alike. I see these parents boogieing down, you know what I'm saying? But this time around, I'm going to do, well, I don't want to spoil it, but, let's just say, you know, we got some acoustic numbers. I'll be singing, I'll bring some friends on that I'm very blessed again to live in this quarantine commune with some, musically inclined friends of mine. So, you know, we're going to make it fun, make it engaging, but we're, you know, singing some songs, man. It's going to be a really fun time, I think. And I can't wait to hear Oliver, because he is a genius. And, you know, Kraz, Stanton, I'm in good company, Raph. It feels good. It definitely feels good.
Yeah, you know, so there's themes to every episode. So if you're listening to this on Wednesday, today there's a flowers-themed episode with Eric Krasno. Tomorrow, Thursday, April 30th, is Rock and Roll Rhythm featuring Stanton Moore from Galactic, of course. And then Friday is Karina's Friday Takeover, which is really cool. And then the cool thing about Rock and Roll Playhouse is that it's just, like, really good tunes. So sometimes I'll just watch it, even though I don't have kids.
Yeah, totally.
Which would be a little weird if it was a normal Rock and Roll Playhouse show, if I was like in a venue without a kid, but if I could just hang and watch you like jam out, you know, who says it's for kids, you know?
Oh, dude, well, I'm going to talk to the camera and be like, oh, hello, I didn't see you there. Thanks for joining me. And you'll know that I'm talking to you, Raph. You know that. And I'll be like, all right, kids, let's get our bodies warmed up. And then you can totally boogie down with us, Raph. I think that's a great call.
You know, I'm a kid at heart, Karina. I watch cartoons. Yeah. I'm nothing that's but a child thing. In a 26-year-old body. So I think I'll really enjoy it.
Thanks, dude. I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, my deepest sympathies and like, you know, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people, two working parents and kids and no help. That's like such a crazy, tough situation these days. And, you know, to have to, you know, homeschool, entertain your kids, 3 meals a day, whatever it is that you're up to, all the parents out there, like, shouts out to y'all. I'm impressed. I can't even imagine that. I can barely feed myself 3 meals a day, and I sleep till 2 p.m., man. I'm just like, I don't even know what's going on. But anyway, if Rock and Roll Playhouse can, you know, bring any kind of levity, a little distraction, a little thing to plop your kid down in front of so that you can take care of adult shit, that is a beautiful thing. So that's what I got. Yeah. That's what
so,
I got.
So if you or your kids or anyone you know want to watch Rock and Roll Playhouse, they do shows weekdays at 3 p.m. on their Facebook, the Rock and Roll Playhouse. You can also watch their family concerts every Saturday at 1 p.m. on the Industry City Facebook page, and every Sunday at 11 a.m. via the Rockefeller Center Facebook. And these are all Eastern times. So Karina will be on this Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, on the Rock and Roll Playhouse Facebook. You know I'll be tuning in because I'm Karina's number one fan, of course, president of her fan club, of course. I make lot posters, of course. So I will be there with bells on, and I hope to virtually see you there as well. So Karina, we have reached the end of our road. 50 episodes.
Wow.
I'd hug you if I could. I'd hug you if it was legal. I'd hug
I'm
you
speechless.
If we were even in the same county.
Yeah, I wish we were in the same county, Raph. You're gonna have to maybe, you know, I would drive to you, but I don't have a license, you know, so maybe you could drive, right? You drive?
Yeah, maybe I'll come up. I'll just drive by and just blare my horn.
You should just come by. We'll have a distant hang in the backyard. I'll, like, prepare you your own wine, cheese, and charcuterie plate.
Ooh.
And it'll be super safe and lovely. I really beg, beseech, and implore you to think about that.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm going to show
up anytime.
I'm going to show up unannounced, full say anything mode, holding a boombox, Bluetooth speaker above my head.
Blasting Shock the Monkey by Peter Gabriel.
Exactly. Blasting Karina's Plants and Elevators. Elevator, now available,
man.
Still on Spotify. Stream them, baby.
Karina can't wait to record some new music to give the people what they want.
She does.
Thanks,
have two, those two. Both songs are bangers, though. Both songs are bangers. You hear Elevator.
Thank
if
you.
You're listening to this podcast. You hear Elevator at the intro and outro. It's our theme music. Karina, killing it. As always, if we're doing plugs, of course, as we said earlier, see Karina this Friday on Rock and Roll Playhouse. Relics also has a brand new issue out with Grace Potter on the cover. I've mentioned it before, but I also wrote this awesome turquoise interview with Jerry Harrison from Talking Heads. Plus, you want to support independent music journalism, don't you? So subscribe to Relics at relics.com/grace, and you can GRACE, and you can get that Grace Potter issue as your first. Follow me and Karina on Instagram at 3 from the 7, and shoot us an email, raffandkarina@gmail.com. Karina, you got anything you want to say before I do our little schwert up shout out and all that good stuff?
Oh, boy. No, Raph, I think you really covered it very nicely. This has been an absolute tremendous pleasure. 50 episodes deep. Who would have thought? That is so beautiful. And, you know, can't wait till 51. And then, you know what? 52, if I'm not mistaken, Raph, there are 52 weeks in a year. That's a milestone in itself as well.
That's
even
true.
Though the number 50 is a lot prettier than the number 52, in my opinion. But, dude, we're going to have to really crank it up for a year of 3 from the 7.
It's wild. It doesn't feel that long, I feel like.
It doesn't. It totally doesn't. But that's I don't know.
Calendars
so
don't lie,
insane.
You know?
Yo, what do I look like, a calendar? No.
Oh.
Oh, that's great.
Three from the Seven is brought to you by Relics Media Group. Our producer is Will Schwerd, hashtag Schwerd up. I don't even know if he likes that I say that. I just say it every week. And special thanks to Mr. Shane Palmer for mastering our audio remotely. We are all doing this entire show remotely. Thanks, everybody, for listening for 50 episodes. It's very exciting for me. I'm sure it's very exciting for Karina. Hope everybody's staying safe. I hope they are washing their hands, connecting with loved ones through Zoom, being safe, getting some sunshine, getting some exercise. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye, Karina.
Bye, Raph. Thank you.